I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Some Utahns are looking nervously at their Diet Cokes, wondering if they're supposed to boycott the bubbly brown liquid that keeps them going. What's got them going is a social media rumor that claims Coca-Cola is instructing its employees to, quote, try and be less white. That's the rumor. This is all because of a screenshot that supposedly is from Coca-Cola diversity training. But the company says, wait a minute, that's not us. This try and be less white lesson comes from a LinkedIn video posted by the company that runs Coke's diversity program. The video explains that try to be less white means be less arrogant, less defensive, more humble. But no matter how offensive you think try to be less white might or might not be, Coke says the offending slide making the rounds is not part of the company's diversity curriculum. But if you're in Coke's online diversity training, there are links you can click for more information. And you could end up making your way to that try and be less white screen. But no, Coke employees are not required to try and be less white. So is it okay to slurp a Diet Coke? Having done my research, I would. Except I hate diet soda.
Have a Coke and a
this.
Smile.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.